Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Hello, today's broadcast is for men. You men of valor, you men of honor, take your place in society. Let's take you back a few centuries. The Israelites were encamped about by the Midianites, a Bedouin band of marauders who raided Israel's crops, stripping the land and stealing their livestock. Israel was totally surrounded because of their disobedience and evil that they had done in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of their enemies. The result? Well, it was poverty, slavery, and fear. The enemies they had once conquered were now their masters. Sometimes when we are in circumstances where there is no escape, it is because of sin and disobedience. God has created us for a purpose, and when we disagree with God, we disregard the truth. We try to destroy the system that He has put into place for a reason and a purpose. We upset the apple cart, in other words. What we consider fair and just will eventually turn into pain and confusion. God will not bow Himself to our whims, desires, and way of thinking. We must subject ourselves to His standards and His will for us. God wants absolute obedience, not just mere empty words or a half-hearted commitment based on fear of punishment. God reminded the Israelites where they had come from. Let's take a look at Judges chapter 6, verse 9, and then we'll skip on down to verse 11. Verse 9 says, "And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land." Let's go to verse 11. "And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained to Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress, to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. See, all of us have fear, and fear in and of itself is not necessarily wrong. It can keep us from making mistakes. It can warn us of impending danger. But when it keeps us from obeying God, it has become an obstacle of faith and a sin. Gideon was instructed to take down the altar of Baal that his father had erected. Let's go to verse 25. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God, upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place. And take the second bullock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household, in other words, he feared retaliation, and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. But you see, fear did not stop Gideon from obeying God. Let me ask you, what are you procrastinating about? God has called you to do something, and it doesn't measure up with what you are seeing in the mirror, or how others see you, or what you think about yourself. Get this straight. The only opinion that matters here is not yours or others, but God's. The angel of the Lord was a pre-incarnate Christ. Can you imagine? It was a pre-incarnate Christ. His opinion is what counted about Gideon. He called the Gideon he created out of the Gideon that man and circumstances had devalued. Sometimes we need godly men and women to speak out what God has created. Sometimes you need that person who comes in the authority that Christ has given to speak out what God has created, because His creation is hidden under circumstances, guilt, shame, low self-esteem, and worthlessness. Today, I come to you to speak out what God has declared. You are a man of valor. You are a man of honor. Step up and take your place in society. Tear down those altars of witchcraft, bondage, vice, adultery, fornication, stealing, lying, scheming, manipulation, control, pride, laziness, poor me, pity parties. You don't understand me whining, and do what I have commanded you to do. Go forth and set the captives free. So what if they don't understand you? So what if the man's got you? So what if people turn against you? So what if the doctor gave you a bad report? So what, even if you're in jail? So what? Who are you going to believe? Who are you going to trust? Make a decision and take a stand. Know who you are in Christ, and don't look to the left or to the right, but straight ahead. You see, as the story of Gideon goes on, he went on to liberate Israel from its enemies. There's one thing about the story of Gideon. When Gideon finally started obeying, he amassed an army of 30,000 men. God reduced Gideon's army to 300 men to show that the victory was divine and not of men. I caution you to stay humble. I caution you to obey. I caution you to know when to let go. And I caution you, once you have been victorious, do not take the credit or the glory that belongs to God. It is God who created you and gave you life. It is God who calls you to stand up. It is God who is the boss. Even if he puts you in charge, he is still the boss. Do not forget what God has done for you. Do not forget his promise to never leave you nor forsake you. Do not forget the Lord your God. And as you go about today, don't forget who he is and who he is in your life. And remember, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, now is the time. Today is the day. All you have to do is pray this simple prayer. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I know that you died on the cross for me and rose to give me eternal life. Help me with my life. I give it to you. You are my boss. You are my creator. I surrender to you. Guide me and lead me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed this brief prayer with us, please contact us. You can contact us at info@declaretheword.com or info@saythattv.com. We would be more than happy to send you a New Believers packet to get you started. It is a free gift from us to you. May you have a blessed day. Bye-bye.